How does your media training program address different personalities?
I can't change someone who has been shy for 30 years, all of a sudden say to them, you will not be shy and don't be shy. You cannot put a spider in front of a person who's scared of spiders and say, look, you're stupid really for being scared. It's not going to bite you. It's not the issue. So where a lot of trainers go wrong, coaches go wrong, is when they expect that just because I'm not scared of spiders that you shouldn't be, and because I can prove to you this spider can't hurt anyway, actually this spider cannot kill you. You still can't go anywhere near it. So a good trainer will not try to change a lifetime of habits in that way, but will try to work with them. So if my client is shy, or if they're vivacious, or if they're melancholy, I have to work with that. We can let that be their trademark. You look at the famous people of the world. You have the crazy famous, you have the intellectually famous, and you have the vivaciously famous, and they all manage to get famous. And I'm saying you too can get on radio and captivate your audience through being shy, through your accent, through your giggly manner, and we just have to make it congruent. The question isn't are you shy, vivacious or not. The question is are you congruent with what you say and what you believe. Now, there people like children will detect when you are saying what you do not believe. There are times when it is a hostile situation, when your company has really blundered and you are in the hot seat and you are the spokesperson and you have to get out there. Like in an audience situation, people are going to presume you to be guilty before they've even heard you. You know, the terrible thing about our modern society is that we are all judges and we are pre-judges. We will determine if someone is guilty or not just based on what it feels like. And if we feel you're lying, then you're lying. So there you have a hostile interviewer, an audience that has declared you to be guilty, and here you are in the hot seat. Well, can I tell you a little secret? That is the best position to be in.
Why?
Because everyone is dying to watch you fail, and that means you have everyone's attention. And everyone says, hey, honey, stop making dinner. Come listen to this guy. Boy, he's in trouble tonight. But now you've doubled your audience. If you can be human, if you can be intelligent, if you can be humble, if you can remove your smart alecky approach, if you can be unpredictable, and if you can be truthful and explain things in a way that I can now understand the issues,